Hello, friends. I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And I'm Sarah Bishop.
And this is
Adventures in Beer Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewer's Advent Calendar from Costco, where every day is Beer Day until December 25th.
So drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag. How come you're always drunk on Christmas? How come you leave me all alone?
It's December 19th.
Woo!
Getting very close to Christmas.
Oh my God.
We can see the blood red eyes of jolly old Saint Nick staring at us from out of the darkness, ready to emerge and take us in his jaws.
Oh.
And all of which is to say, let's have some beer. Sarah, do you want to open today's beer?
Sure. What do we got today? Let's see.
Ooh. Pull it out. I'm seeing kind of a nice bronzy gold can with a
brown gold can. Yeah,
an attractive can. Difficult to read.
Very difficult.
Difficult to read the name of the brewery. All we can see clearly is that this is a Vienna style lager. However, I can tell you a little more. This is the Luncium Vienna Lager, or if you're German, the Luncium Wiener Lager.
Wiener Lager.
There's a ABV of 5.1%. The brewery is Luncium Beer Manufacture.
I like that name.
I think
name.
That's our first beer manufacturer.
I like that name.
The Luncium Beer Factory, I assume that is. I can't tell if that's an actual factory or like a brew pub, like the old spaghetti factory or something. In any case, this brewery is located in the picturesque village of Kostchenmauthen, a Vienna lager. This is our first Vienna lager or Wiener lager. the Wiener Lager is a style that's actually pretty new, apparently developed by some dude called Anton Dreyer, an Austrian gentleman, in the late 1800s. Apparently it combines English malting technology with cold fermentation control, and then thus the Vienna Lager was born. This should be pretty similar in many ways to a Marzen Oktoberfest kind of situation, except we should expect it to be a bit amber, and it is.
All right, I'm pouring it out.
She's pouring it out. I was talking too long.
Give me your glass, bud.
This is not a very common style of beer these days, and in fact, more common in Mexico than in Vienna.
Interesting.
For instance, the Dos Equis Amber. And presumably, like a Negro Modelo is also this style. I was expecting a darker amber. I'm getting like a dull copper.
It's kind of like the color of Dos Equis, though. Like a
slightly cloudy copper. Not unattractive beer. Big ol' fat head on top. Quite a malty, rich head.
Are you saying you like the head on the Wiener Lager?
The Wiener Lager does have a nice head on it. She probably should back off the mic a little if you're going to when you say Wiener Lager.
Wiener Lager.
Okay. What do you think about it? It's a little like biscuity, leathery kind of.
Yeah, leathery is a good tobacco-y, leathery. It's kind of a little bit of a bitter.
I feel like there's a bitterness I don't love.
Yeah.
That is kind of turning me off a little.
Can't say I love it. I wanted to love it because it's called a Wiener Lager, but.
I mean, yeah. You love wieners.
Hey.
Shall we take a moment?
Let's take a moment.
And we're back. Sarah, do you want to get us started?
Sure. Well, so I really wanted to like this beer, but in the end, I think, Wiener Lagers are for pussies, and pussies are awesome, but Still, I give it 2 JB.
Hmm. Well, that's 2 JB's, not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, Sarah, I have to agree with you. You know, when I put a wiener in my mouth...
Oh!
I want it to be clean and smooth and creamy.
Oh my, okay, I'm learning a lot about your tastes.
To an extent this one is, but the finish is dry and bitter, and there's not enough warmth to offset that. And it's too long, the finish.
Yeah.
In any case, yeah, I completely agree with you. 2 JB's.
Whoa, so a total of 2 JB.
I can't give it one, because we've had a lot worse beers than this.
Yeah, and you also, just the fact that it's a wiener lager.
It is a wiener lager.
Does make you want to give it a higher rating. I mean, it's kind of awesome. And even though this beer only gets 2 JB's, I do think this is the most sexual innuendos we've fit into any podcast so far. So I mean, props to you on that. High five. Woo.
I mean, like, if you're in college, like, I'd experiment with a wiener lager.
Of course
this.
You would.
You know.
Yeah.
But, okay. That's enough. Adventures in Beer Tasting, the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewers Advent Calendar from Costco, is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the Brewers Advent Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed herein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The Brewers Advent Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.